Good morning. Maybe it was all about the rookie quarterback, Blake Bortles.
Yeah?
Maybe. Or maybe it was about the excitement of wanting to see the second-round wide receivers Marquise Lee and Allen Robinson, or maybe the combination of perfect weather and some actual true optimism about the team's chances for the first time in a long while. But whatever it was, far more fans than anyone expected turned out to see the Jaguars rookies, just the rookies, practice Friday and Saturday. Over 2,000 were there on Friday, during the workday, no less. Don't you people have jobs?
I know, I always wonder about that,
then
too.
Then on Saturday, the Jaguars reported over 6,000 showed up. The attendance did bring Jacksonville some national attention, not only a number of Orlando media outlets coming up to see Blake Bortles and Storm Johnson, the seventh-round pick, former UCF stars. But ESPN and NFL Network were both in town
they
as well.
They jetted in.
Yes.
Very
nice. Yes. NFL Network may have taken a bus. I don't know. But ESPN certainly jetted in. As for Bortles, the plan for him is to wait up to a year before he plays to get the starting nod. He knows this is the first step in a long, long process.
I think anytime you're practicing and doing something football related, you should be working on something and trying to fix something. You know, I mean, anytime I take a drop, I try and work on something and make it better than they were previously.
What are you trying to do in terms of building that relationship, particularly with Marquise and with Robinson? What can you do on and off the field to develop it?
You know, I think, you know, off the field, we're already pretty good friends, you know, hanging out, talking, the whole team camaraderie, you know, building chemistry. And then on the field, I think just practicing, doing stuff after, doing stuff before, working on extra routes that I need to work on or they need to work on running or whatever, on a daily basis, I think will help out definitely.
I will tell you this about Blake Bortles, comparing him to Blaine Gabbert. Not quite as strong an arm, but certainly a big, tall, strong kid, and is already better in press conferences than Blaine Gabbert was.
A little bit better at presenting himself.
Well, he just comes across as more genuine. I think Gabbert always put up this wall and was creating a little separation. And that doesn't always mean anything, but sometimes you can say, listen, if somebody can hit that note of authenticity, that's going to help him as a leader in the locker room.
Sure.
That's going to translate to what happens as he interacts with his teammates. I also asked Gus Bradley about what he saw out of the rookie quarterback. You can really hear the patience with Bradley in this response.
I think the main thing is for our guys that when we get into OTAs, when we start OTAs, that they come in there and it's a smooth transition. If they're here and we didn't have a mini camp, then they'd be working out with them, going through all the individual. But once practice started, that anxiety would be there. And we just didn't want to waste it. We wanted to come out here and kind of work through that so when we start our OTAs too, we can take off running. So I thought he did a nice job. He got a lot of reps now today. I think it was going to be over 50-some reps compared to 14 for Steven. But, so try to get him in a rhythm. And as he went through it, I'm sure he did some things that were good, some things he needs to improve on. But just to capture it and keep growing from it.
It's going to be interesting to see how many, what percentage of the reps Bortles gets when Chad Henne is in. Obviously, you got to get Henne up to speed as well. Jaguars will next be on the field May 27th or 29th for the first full team off-season practices.
I'm guessing some crowds for that if somebody came out for the rookie camp.
I would think so. I've not seen a list yet of which of those practices will be open. Hey, listen, if you can get 6,000 plus to come out just to see rookies, you would expect to see a big crowd for something like that.
That's exciting. Meanwhile, sad news coming out of the Sharks locker room on a number of levels.
Yeah, heartbreaker on Saturday night on and off the field. Orlando scored on a kick return with 1 second left to beat the Sharks, but that was really nothing compared to the heartbreak of one of the Sharks starters. Leading receiver London Crawford's 3-month-old son died the morning of the game.
Aww.
Crawford told head coach Les Moss about it. He did not discuss it with any of his teammates till after the game. Crawford did score 2 touchdowns. I just can't imagine what it was like to play with so much pain so fresh in his heart.
And he still went out and played.
The coach told him, hey, listen, you don't have to do this. Crawford wanted to get out there and play and kind of dedicate the game to the 3-month-old. It's just heartbreaking.
Our condolences to him. Now, this is exciting news. The new soccer team in town, Armada, is bringing in a special treat to kids on the First Coast that like to play this game.
Yeah, for kids 8 to 14, they have the Real Madrid clinics. Real Madrid, one of the big names in soccer. And if you want to get a taste of what that 8 to 14-year-old is going to learn from these camps, you can check out Real Madrid on the pitch. They're going to play Atletico Madrid in the Champions League final Saturday on Fox. This is basically the most prestigious soccer tournament in Europe, And so you'll get a little bit of taste of the style that some of the young soccer stars in Jacksonville
are playing at the very highest levels.
Without a doubt. And most of those guys are going to wind up playing in the World Cup. Meanwhile, going from soccer to baseball, the Suns begin a 10-game homestand on Wednesday at the baseball grounds. And I have to point this out because, Melissa, as you know, one of my favorite days at the ballpark is Bark in the Park.
You won't be doing the barking.
Saturday, I want to do a lot of the barking. Saturday, though, you can bring your dog to the game.
Isn't that great?
And what's better than being at a baseball game with your dog?
With your dog.
I mean, it's fantastic. I've taken our Dachshund Penny out, and she's been a, you know, she's a big fan of mostly foul balls.
You can't beat it. One final note: big event at JU on Sunday. The kids' triathlon. Our 8-year-old was there.
Oh yeah, and how'd it go?
She finished. She did great. That's a big event for kids sports.
It is. Over 2,000 kids participated. It's one of the biggest kids triathlons in the country. It just continues to grow. And it's you know, one of the things that I think the kids triathlon does is it creates an environment, kind of puts a flag in the ground for health, you know, conscious parents to get their kids involved in something they can point toward, give them a goal. And I know the kids, when they finish, are very satisfied with what they've accomplished.
Absolutely. We've got the medal at home. Yep. It's a big deal, Culpepper. It's exciting.
I don't know that I could finish it, but those kids are looking
great. That's what I was thinking, too.